The 9th Korean Film Festival is coming to some Australian cities this August and September. It's presented by the Korean Cultural Centre. The festival showcases the very best of Korean culture through film. Festival goers can expect to see a variety of drama, thrillers, comedy, romance, horror, and fantasy films. Today we're joined by David Park, the festival director of the 9th Korean Film Festival in Australia. Thanks for coming in today, David.
Thanks for having me, Joel.
Can you tell us how the festival started and how it's grown over the past 9 years?
So I think we kicked off in 2010. This is our 9th year, as you've mentioned. And when we first started the festival, I don't think there was much avenue for Korean films to be screened here in Australia. Fast forward 9 years, we are seeing at least one or two Korean films that are being brought in by private distributors. So I think the market has definitely grown to accommodate for the Australian audience.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess it's a great sign.
So why do you think this has been sort of the most accomplished year so far in the whole 9 years?
I just feel that there's just been... I think the directors have been embracing a lot of other genres. It's just been a very, very nice collective of films. Each year, I think we have about 300 to 350 films produced in Korea domestically, but this year has seen to about 457.
Wow.
So yeah, I guess to try and narrow it down to 22 films is quite a task.
Okay, if you're narrowing it down, do you sort of pick a particular theme and then run with that, or is that how it works?
Sometimes we go with a theme, but we don't want that to be prevalent throughout all 22 films.
Okay.
I guess our film festival's main focus is to introduce a wide, diverse range of Korean films. So we want to try and give scope to as many genres and as possible. Like, so you want to have your rom-com, you want to have your fantasy film, and we want to have our crime film. And a lot of fans of Korean cinema, I guess, look forward to the gangster flicks.
Yeah.
So we've got that one lined up as well. So
excellent.
If we have like a prevalent theme, it just doesn't coincide with our, you know, vision for the festival.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got 22 films, assuming you've seen them all.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any sort of mentionable highlights in the festival?
I think our opening film is great. I guess it kicks off the festival.
Yeah.
but I just felt that it resonated really strongly with me, because I love seeing strong female leads in films. And this year it's been very interesting how a lot of Korean directors were embracing and writing these fantastic characters. And our opening film is about a girl who lives in the city of Seoul. And the city of Seoul, there's 50 million people just packed into like that small city, and it's very bustling, it's very demanding, but she just says no to all of that, goes into the countryside, you know, grows her own vegetables and just goes for the simple life. And I just think the film, we need more films like this.
Yeah.
You know, more films which kind of have that healing factor for the people who watch it.
Cool. Apart from that, do you have any particular favorites?
I think a few festival favorites would definitely be Believer, which is a remake, actually, of the 2012 Johnny To film, Drug War.
Okay.
I guess another great film that we'd like to recommend is Forgotten, which has a very nice twist. It's a psychological thriller mixed with mystery. And we'll actually have the director, Jang Han-jun, down.
Oh, okay. Doing a bit of a Q&A?
Yes, Q&A after the screening. So definitely one to look out for.
That's very cool. So what's the process like in getting all these films together?
So we pretty much watch a ton of these films. And I have to admit, I can't watch all 400 films. So we have a team dedicated to, people who watch these films throughout the year. And I guess the most important thing is not whether it's won, you know, a million awards or whether it's been very successful on the festival circuit. I think what we want to try and aim to do is pick out films which resonate with the Australian audience. Films that, I guess, would really speak to the people here.
Mm. Okay, that's very interesting. The program sounds like it has a wide range of genres, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We've got drama to comedy to thrillers. Can you talk through why it is so important to have a variety of films in from high budget to more sort of like art house films? Mm-hmm. Why is that an important thing?
I just feel that a lot of I think I touched on it briefly, but one or two films come down to Australia by private distributors, and those films are mostly blockbusters, big budgeted films that a lot of people just flock to the cinemas to see. And we felt that our role as a film festival was to now kind of take a step back from the blockbusters. And there are a lot of great indie films. There are a lot of great art house films that are being produced from Korea. And we just wanted to, I guess, use this festival now as, I guess, the limelight for these good films that otherwise wouldn't be picked up from these private distributors or other festivals around Australia.
Other than films, what else can festival goers expect?
We've got guest Q&As. Yeah. So as mentioned briefly, Forgotten's Chang Han-jun will be here. And our closing film will also have the producer and director of the film. So Kim Go-eun would be joining us for Micro Habitat, which will be a closing film. That film was a very big and popular film at the Busan Film Festival last year.
Wow.
So,
excellent, excellent. The festival will be showing in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne and Canberra. Any plans in the future to eventually get out to all of Australia?
Yes. Up until last year, we were actually in Perth, Adelaide, Darwin and Hobart. This year, we wanted to focus a little bit more on our staple cities. We haven't forgotten those other states yet because we are receiving messages from fans in those states, and we will definitely expand again into those cities.
Excellent. That's excellent. Good luck with it all, David. I hope it runs really smoothly for
you. Thanks, Joel.
And thanks for coming in.